Well, this story is all about the human nature, the human failings, the human frailties. And, you know, it's about an awful tragedy. A tragedy for all the families, for all the children. You know, a tragedy for Hazel's wider family circle. It's a tragedy for Colin Howell's father and his two brothers and two sisters. But the one thing that that's really struck me, Stephen, throughout this, it's the family of Trevor Buchanan. You know, these people are going through an absolute nightmare. They are an extraordinary family. And throughout all this, they've been so dignified, they've been so respectful. It's just been amazing to watch them. I'll never forget the night I interviewed Victor Buchanan, Trevor's older brother, in whom he confided when his wife was having an affair and when his marriage was in crisis. And Victor describes the scene in Wade's funeral parlour when the family go to say their farewells to their brother. And Trevor's dad, Jim, is there. Now, he was never in the best of health, but he's there and he's absolutely grief-stricken. And these men are standing over the open coffin. And Mr. Buchanan reaches in and grabs his son and takes him into his arms and says, "Why didn't you come to me, son? We could have helped you." Now, you know, I've had a fairly long career in this place, and I've heard and seen some awful stories, but that to me was unbelievable. And it was the first time I think I've ever had to stop an interview, put down my pen and walk away to try and compose myself. It just shows you what that family went through, because, you know, they could never accept that their brother took his own life. And remember, there was four of them members of the RUC. And when they were told that your brother has died as a result of a suicide, they accepted that. Even though they could never, ever believe that their brother could do such a thing, right? But they accepted it. And Mr. Buchanan, Jim Buchanan, went home that day after the funeral and sat in the corner. And his life more or less came to a stop because of it. He could never accept it. And none of them could accept it, but they accepted what the police said. And that's the big thing. You know, here's a family now trying to deal with something. It's as if their brother had died all over again. It's been an absolutely horrendous experience for these people. Horrendous.
It's an incredible story, and we've heard just a part of it today. Let This Be Our Secret by Derek Henderson.